I'm Dave Anthony.
The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, West State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. As soon as my microphone's turned on. Hey, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. I'll tell you why later. 7:05 on October the 5th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we are chatting. The chat room's there. Gosh, let me see. JRD, Sungold, Indy, Angel. Gosh, more people are coming in every day. So we love that because everybody gets into their own little discussions. Today, big day today. We're going to be talking about things that happened at the city council last night that we talked about yesterday and the day before. Things that happened at the Board of Supervisors, that's big, that we talked about for the last couple of days. We're going to be talking about things that are happening. We're going to be talking about your thoughts on ideas. We're going to be talking health care reform from somebody that thinks that, from what I understand, is the government's got a pretty good idea. We're going to be talking about, like I said, the city council, people announcing that they're running for Congress. Everything today. We're going to have a big day today. We're going to get into this in a couple of seconds. But first, here's Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Hey, we could have a thunderstorm or two on tap today. Pretty unsettled weather through the middle of the day. And tapering off this evening, and then easing up and going to sunny skies by Friday. Right now, though, we've got 51 degrees outside under partly cloudy skies, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Good morning, by the way.
Yeah, good morning. Anselmo Vineyards has got music this weekend. And, of course, on the 15th, they're having their kind of Renaissance fair out there with Linda and her trio will be singing. Better. People will be in costume, set courses, but we'll talk about that a lot more. But hey, let's go to the phones right now. Jay, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you today?
You know what? I'm peachy, considering it's raining and we found a leak somewhere that in the roof here in the studio, and we're just kind of watching it drip into the trash can. So,
wait a second. We don't work in a tent. What is this?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that they fixed it. I watched them. You know, they did all the resealing up there and resealing, and then it leaked the first time it rained, and then they resealed it again. And I thought, they put like 85 layers on it. And then what happens? Walk in this morning, and it's even bigger. So,
what concerns me, Carl, is aren't you the first floor of a second-story building, and you're leaking?
Well, yeah, but where it's leaking at is a roof area.
Kind of sticks out from underneath the rest of the building.
It sticks out from underneath the rest of the building, and that's where they put all of our new air conditioning in, which we appreciated. So now they just have to figure out how to keep it from leaking. Hey, what's up, Jay?
The hole.
Well, that seems the easy thing for me. Hey, isn't there a hole here that's causing this?
I was looking at the news this morning. And, it always annoys me when they assume that we are bad at math. Because they've given us this whole one-third of the soldiers in the war think that the war wasn't worth it. Let me think about this for a moment. That means two-thirds did. In a war characterized by PTSD, political meddling, bad choices, bad plans, not a good enough equipment, and traitorous natives, we still have two-thirds of the military after all this time who think it was worth it? That's a miracle, and yet they're portraying it the other way.
And you got to think, we've been at war for 10 years. We've been at war in combat for 10 years. We've been suffering casualties for 10 years. And you think about it, beyond what you're saying there, Jay, I don't even know, one, what was the question? Two, who are the ones that did the answering? It's like you said, two-thirds of the ones that are fighting and the veterans that are fighting after 10 years, after multiple tours, most of them, say, yeah, It's worth it. So, again, I'd like to see who asked the question, what the question was, who they asked. I mean, you know, they could have asked it out of, Iraqi, Afghanistan veterans against the war, for all I know. I mean, I haven't seen the study. I just saw the headlines. And when I see headlines like that, you are very perceptive. You're exactly right.
The Mark Twain rule.
Two-thirds of them said, yeah, it was a good idea. Yes, we did support it. It wasn't a waste of our time or our lives.
And these are the guys who were on the firing line and saw their buddies getting hurt and killed. So yep. If anybody's going to be upset about it, it would be them. And yet two-thirds of them are for it. So, I mean, this is why the media is losing so much of its influence. It's because of its blatant hypocrisy.
Well, you know, after we're going to go to Josh Wiley here from Wells Fargo Advisor here for the Market Minute. And after we talk to Josh, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about that a little bit. You know, what I'd like to find out is who are these people that are instant celebrities, but who are they? Because they're on a reality show, and nobody knows who they are, what they are, and yet they become instant celebrities. I mean, who cares? Anyway, hey, Jay, thanks for the phone call.
Have a great day.
You bet. And you know what, Josh? I hated to lead it in like that, but you are our celebrity.
I think we got him cold.
Josh.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you are our celebrity from Wells Fargo with your Market Minute. We were just talking about celebrities out there that nobody knows, but everybody knows you.
Yeah, nobody knows me, unfortunately.
Yeah, Josh Wiley, you are our guy here.
Well, that's good to know. Well, stock index futures this morning were moderately higher at the open for the major averages as the tone improves in Europe. The International Monetary Fund said European Union officials are working on plans to boost bank capital to contain the Euro region's debt crisis. Currently, the Dow's up 4 points at 10,812, while the Nasdaq's down 5 at 2,398, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,124. Oil's up this morning, $1.78 a barrel at $77.45, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.86%. Gold's down $3.70 at $1,619, while silver is down 33 cents at $29.50. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is down 2 pennies at $5.74. Kimberly-Clark is up 13 cents at $70.51, while Verizon is down 22 cents at $35.69. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. Like I said, you know, we always like to start off the morning with our Market Minute from Wells Fargo, and that's at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10, and again in the afternoon. This is Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment, but she's making sure some things are happening that people can only get to our house at about 7:30 in the morning. 7:13 in the morning on October the 5th, and we've got a lot of things happening we want to talk about that happened yesterday and last night. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Boss. 7:15 in the morning, October the 5th. It's going to be raining today. Ooh, raining and chilly. It got a little bit hot yesterday, though. Let's talk about what happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting. The supervisors have decided to delay the Churn Creek decision. They said, you know what, we need an impact study on what's going to occur in that area if we allow this 75,000-square-foot shopping center in there in Churn Creek. I have a question. Did the Board of Supervisors, whom I like, not that that makes any difference, why didn't they do that? And I think of them as reasonably intelligent. The ones I've met, they're very bright people. They want to order an impact study on now what's going to happen in the area. Why didn't they do this before they voted on Churn Creek? Huh, Bad Bob? Why didn't they, before they voted unanimously at midnight to allow the, after 7 hours of discussion, it wasn't like it was a secret. No, though, they had a lot of discussion, and people from Churn Creek had organized. They had people, burning an effigy right outside the supervisor's chamber. But what they've said is, we're going to have an impact study. Now, it's going to come back soon. They said they want it back in November before they decide to put it on the initiative. Well, the question is why wouldn't you have done that to begin with? Why wouldn't you have said, gosh, maybe we should take a look at what the impact is it's going to have down there. You've already got, I think, Caltrans suing them because of the overpass there and the effects of it. Anyway, they want to have the impact report on the center presented at the board's November 1st meeting, which is just a couple of weeks again. Once they review the report, they're going to decide whether to overturn their decision in approving the shopping center or move forward with the special election. So they're either going to say, no, we're not going to have the shopping center, or yes, we're going to have the shopping center, but instead we're going to have a special election, and people can vote on the shopping center. What are the supervisors there for?
I do sort of have a dog in that fight. I drive through said intersection twice or three times a day, so as does my wife. So it's a mess now with the big rigs coming in and out of the TA Travel Center. And unless they do some major upgrading to the roadways there, it's going to be a bigger mess. So I think that
Though. Yeah. They're going to fix that, one of the right. specious arguments I heard about it was they're going to have trucks going by the schools, and you know what it means, truckers are felons. I heard that one. I go, what the hell is he talking about? Even the Churn Creek Bottom people looked at the guy who said that one and went, that's going out there a little bit far. Anyway, so okay, so now they're going to do that. So now there is the Churn Creek.
Homeowners
Association have fought them to a standstill. They had 11,200 signatures, however, of which, they took a 500-person sample of that, and it came out to like 9,000, which is more than enough to have it on the ballot. See what happens when you organize? I didn't realize that, and how many Gary Cads in here? Gary, how many people live down in Churn Creek Bottom? Is it a lot of people? I've been through there.
Well, it's a rural area. I don't know exactly how many.
Yeah. There's not thousands, though, is there?
There's quite a number when you look at the whole Churn Creek Bottom down there, sure.
Well, across the whole bottom, I'd put it somewhere around 1,500, maybe 2,000 in that region.
Okay, so let's just say 2,000. Let's just go 2,000. So, and then we're going to put that 75,000-square-foot shopping center in there. And I understand it was going to be on a septic system, which was that, the green area they were going to use, the green zone. That was going to be where the septic system was, which would probably be green. Okay.
Well, if I could put this in real quick, if you take a look at the traffic plan for the area, the way it's set up, there's real problems with that traffic plan. Has been all the time. Of course, that's the reason why the Caltrans is suing. And the problem should have been mitigated before they move forward.
Well, yeah. But that should have been an impact study probably before.
Well, there probably was an impact study already. They're just doing another one.
Come to think of it. There was, they talked about that. So this must be, I don't know. I think what I have seen and not in every case, but from what I've seen in the city council and the board of supervisors, but it's, in city council, if the people rise up, they buy themselves times with committees and studies. And in that one about the tank, I'm sorry, about REU, and the throwing people out, they had a six-month commission. I think you may have even been on that.
I was.
After 6 months of not making a decision, they bring it back in. They implement two or three of them and then do away with those when the crisis hit.
Right.
So, every time I see this, I think, wait a minute, guys, we have voted you in to make a tough decision. If you can't do it, then you ought to just say, excuse me, I can't make those tough decisions. You probably should get somebody else.
Well, they put a
First, you have to understand what you're voting on.
Right.
That's a big thing.
They put a committee together, and in essence, the whole thing does. They dump so much information on the committee, they wind up just saying, well, it's clouded, let's walk away from it. And that's what happens.
Well, you know the whole thing. Okay, we've got to take a break. Before we do, though, hey, if you are having a little problem out there, I understand things are going double digits, you know, on the rise of inflation, and it's costing people much more to live. Rising costs are squeezing families, unless you're Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp says, you know who Johnny Depp is, right, the actor? Mm-hmm. He says he's being paid, and this is his word, stupid money for doing those Pirates of the Caribbean series. He's been paid $300 million so far. He said, that's stupid money. He says, but, I'll continue to take it. You know, really, it's for my kids, he commented. Hey, it's nice to know that there's stupid money out there, and it's coming out of Hollywood. What a surprise. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio, 8:20 in the morning.
Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day. Be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:24 in the morning, October the 5th. It is 51 degrees downtown. Is that right there, Bad Bob? I just can't see it.
The temperature's
51 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's raining. It's
raining
outside.
It has dropped a little bit, but it does that just before sunrise.
Yeah, well. Anyway, hey, Gary Cadd's here, but before we go with Gary Cadd, how many of you people out there, how many of y'all like to scuba dive? I like to scuba dive. I've dived all over the world many times. Part of it was the job I had in the Marine Corps. Part of it was because I just really like diving. And you see these movies, Adrift. where people are left out in the ocean and the sharks come on and nibble at their toes. But for 2 hours, they're out there drifting around and the sharks are nibbling at them, right? Horror stories, horror stories. Well, it is a horror story. It is a fantasy unless you're in Miami diving and then a dive boat left two divers out there in the middle of an open ocean dive. They were hanging on to a buoy out there for 4 hours until a yacht going by happened to see them and pick them up. Now, how, you ask yourself, could that happen?
There's a dive master. Oh, is out of a job.
Well, you know what? The whole thing is knowing who's on the boat, you know, who leaves the boat, who gets back on the boat. And the problem when you have a bunch of people that don't know each other, and there's nobody like saying, oh, hey, where's Jones? Well, Jones isn't here. Well, we know then Jones must still be down in the water. But if Jones's partner is there, he's in real trouble. So these two were partnered up and they just got left. And so you say to yourself, oh, so it's just movies. Wrong. This has happened before. And in fact, in Australia, which is probably what started the movie craze, were left out there and were never found.
Brenda used to dive, and the dive master is charged with making sure that everybody who gets off the boat gets back on. And when they let themselves get distracted by other things, you know, they cut back on the cruise and stuff, there are serious repercussions because that person essentially has the same level of responsibility as the captain of the boat.
Well, you know, I tell you, and there's people already talking about it in our chat room. Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Mia. Good morning, other people that have come in here. I'm trying to catch them as they go by. They're talking about, you know, yeah, we've had those experiences where you try to convince an inexperienced diver, this is the way we need to go. This is what the compass says. Trust your equipment. So, anyway, Gary, sorry, but I just had to get that one in, too. A lot happened at City Council last night.
Well, yes, it did. The start of the meeting, of course, we have the public comment period for non-agendized items, and Mr. George Clark and Bud Hamilton got up, and they've been speaking at most of the previous meetings, the previous past, about the pension plans and the ways the city can change them and save money. And they've come up, I think George has come up with what he calls Proposition D, that he's presented to the city, and so far the city hasn't really, the council hasn't really paid much attention to it. Then we move on to it's a half hour time, and there was 10 people can speak at 3 minutes a time, so there was 8 more additional people that spoke, and they spoke on the Veterans Museum issue.
Let's talk about the Veterans Museum issue. I've been talking about it for a couple of days. I was asked to kind of keep it quiet for a little bit, and then I just saw the emails going back and forth. So, of course, I did not keep it quiet. I put it in the blog, reading.com. Here is what I don't understand, and I know this is my questions, and Gary's going to explain it. We've had this museum operating for over a year out there. Over a year. They've been on TV, radio, they've been in the newspapers, they've even been in the city council getting awards, I think. And then here comes this horrendous cease and desist letter, or you're out of here by October 22nd or 27th, one of those. My question was, didn't they know they were out there? Why would they send a letter like that? And why would the city threaten the museum over something the museum didn't do?
Well, it looks to me as though that a phone call could have taken care of. Of course, that was mentioned last night. But the letter I have not seen. I am going to see the letter. I'm going to get a hold of it and read it. I'm understanding the letter was way past the bounds of reality.
Well, I hope to get it. In fact, if you get it, I'd like to get a copy of it and put it in the blog so everybody can see it.
Yeah, it would be a good idea.
Put it on the website.
The thing is, last night several people were asking, well, who signed the letter? Well, I doubt very seriously.
It wasn't Starman, from what I understand. It was somebody. No. It was some underling down there another bureaucrat who, you know what? These letters come out. I don't know if they come spit out of a computer or if somebody just sits down and is being that day is like have a stupid moment instead of making a phone call or telling somebody about this.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned bureaucrat. It's an unelected bureaucrat.
Well, you know what? Don't even get me into this. Don't get me into unelected bureaucrats. Don't get me into bureaucrats. Don't you dare open that. Don't you dare call me. Don't you
dare
get started
on
bureaucrats.
Don't go there.
Do not go there with me.
I'll leave the lid on it today, but I have the same feelings that you do. same feelings that you do. But anyway, the point with it is, that letter should never have been sent out. A phone call could take care of it. They could have stepped forward and worked on it.
Yes, they could have. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We come back. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about something else too. Is grazing at Stillwater. I love it. Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio. It's 7:30 in the morning.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street under pressure in early morning trading at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow off now by some 35 points. Today brings mixed data on the labor market ahead of Friday's big jobs report. According to outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, planned layoffs topped 115,000 last month. That's the highest total since April of 2009. But the firm's CEO says most of the planned cuts were not a result of recent economic softness. Payroll processing firm ADP's latest report shows 91,000 jobs were added in the private sector in September. Most of the gain was driven by small businesses, which have fewer than 50 employees. Those companies added 60,000 jobs. And Bank of New York Mellon gets hit with two more lawsuits over allegations of improperly charging clients for currency transactions. The Justice Department and New York's Attorney General filed separate suits and are looking to recover more than $2 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Vaught. Linda's on assignment today trying to get things fixed up where we're at. You know, I don't know what it is about rain and such, but that's where she is. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can you say about Joe and Shelley? They've been in business for decades here. They do so much for our veterans and so much for our community. And in fact, this Thursday after the mixer with the Chamber of Commerce is having, just go across the street from the end there and go to Tobacco and Brew. They're having an event there to help support the Wall of Freedom. The Wall of Honor. There, you can go there, you give a donation, you get a cigar, but all the funds go to keep that wonderful monument here and then moving throughout the United States. Tobacco and Brew, finest walk-in humidor, Espresso Joe's, what can you say? The people there are friendly and professional. All right, and we've been talking about, we have Gary Cadd here. Rob Burrows has dropped in, and as soon as we turn on your microphone, you go, we're having a little problem with that this morning. I think, is it the button there, big guy? Yeah, there's a band.
Is that a little better now?
Yeah, there we go. You know, you've got to push that button. Okay, one of the things we've been talking about for the last two or three days, and you know, in the blog, was a letter sent to the museum saying cease and desist. And frankly, if it was anything, you know, any of our you know places around here that did something like that and treated people rudely like that, we'd be all over it.
But it's not just rudely. What it is they're stepping up and they want to take just our basic freedoms away from us as a business in this community. To come in and say, close your doors because you're in the wrong zone. Well, after we've been there for a year, the fire department's been out there several times. RPD's been out there several times because we had a robbery. Everybody knows we're there. And yet the building department finally comes up. There's something else underlying behind that. And we have been...
Well, you think they're trying to get you out of there because they've got something else going?
I don't know. Not that we're out of that building there, but I know that, you know, we are another museum entity. We're not a museum yet. We are a display area and a corporate office. We are preparing to build a museum. And what we have is a display area that shows people exactly what we're doing and what we're going to do for our larger exhibits in the bigger museum. And so... I've had several people come up to tell me that they actually think that Turtle Bay is behind something like this. And I know that's a big word to kick out there, but you know what? We're not in competition with anybody else in town. We are proactively trying to be a solution in this community. But, you know, if Mike Warren wants to play the game, let him play the game.
Well, now, you know what? It's when you say things like that, you just remember that... a lot of people hear this.
Well,
everybody else is saying that.
Turtle
Bay is so opposed to y'all becoming a museum that, well, what can they do?
Well, why else would the city come out and make these kind of accusations and make these kind of comments? You know, when in April of 2010, the council gave direction to the city staff to expedite the situation, to work with us to go ahead and get things going. One of the first things that we have to work on is a height restriction at the Reading Airport so that we can submit our architectural drawings so that we know exactly what we're going to be doing and move forward in that process. It has taken Rod Dinger, the airport manager, 1 year and 6 months to submit a report to the FAA in San Francisco. 1 year and 6 months.
Was this a long report?
No, it's not a long report. I talked to the district manager for the FAA prior to that meeting. Mm-hmm. He needed a set of coordinates, a GPS coordinates, on the airport so that he could look at it from a satellite image and say, yes, there's an issue with where you're at with a height restriction, or no, there is not. I spoke to him personally over 1.5 years ago.
That was it, just a GPS coordinate?
That's correct.
That's like on one line?
Pretty much. A request. A letter of request. And Rod Dinger told me 2 weeks ago that he just submitted it 1 year, 6 months after the request was put in. Now, who's dragging their feet?
Did you ask the city council or somebody about it?
I have not had a chance to ask them about that yet, because I had already, my understanding was it had already been submitted. And then we just found out 1 year, 6 months later that it has been submitted now.
Okay.
So, I mean, what's the underlying cause? Either Rod Dinger's not doing his job or somebody is saying drag your feet.
Could be is that we just have bureaucrats in jobs that pay them a lot of money, and they just don't have to do anything they don't want to do.
You know, the thing with it is, it's what Rob, what you're talking about here is a systemic problem, and the systemic problem comes down to what, and I don't want to wind Carl up again, but it's unelected bureaucrats, and the letter, even if it was written when it shouldn't have been to start with, should never have been written in the tone that it was written in. I mean,
I agree.
Carl and I were just talking about, we'd like to get a copy. I'd like to see the letter and take
fine.
A look at it.
Well, we're handing them out last night so people could see. I'll make sure you get a copy of it.
Well,
it's
I didn't get one.
People
should
see.
Oh, sure it is. But the thing with it is that our city is handing letters such as this out. Do they do it to everybody? Was it just singled on you folks
There's
out here?
12 What's businesses in that industrial park, and we were the only ones that were served a paper.
They were served paper. Yes,
that's correct.
There's a systemic problem here that needs to be solved, and it's a little bit bigger than what the council said last night. We're working on it, and we'll take care of it.
Well, nobody has come out to the facility to even look at it yet. So that tells me that somebody's making a snap decision on a rumor, because nobody's come out and physically been there to say, hey, we've walked through your building today, and we think we have some issues, and we're going to be sending you a letter that you need to take care of some of these issues.
If somebody had said, what we have here is you've got a corporate office that you're not supposed to have here, even though that's what you're putting here and that we've been talking about and that. And you're not supposed to have a display here. When the only thing you have to do is rezone. And I've been told by a member of the city council, all it takes is somebody say, hey, let's just rezone it, which is now, from what I understand, is what Missy MacArthur says. The mayor says, hey, we're handling this. We're going to take care of it. That, to me, though, is that it should have been done right at the beginning or at least somebody telling you about it. If you've been sitting there for a year not doing anything, then, yeah, you deserve a letter, just like they deserve a letter for not doing anything for a year. But you, as a taxpayer, and I'm saying this is a generic you, mm-hmm. We, as taxpayers, what can we do? Do we write them a letter saying cease and desist from, you doing these things to us?
We can't. One of the biggest factors is, Carl, is that these individuals that work for the city have forgotten that they are civil servants and they work for the taxpayer, and the taxpayer is their boss, and they think they get into these seats, these jobs, and it's a free ride from there on. They get their wages, they get their retirement, they get whatever else, and we foot the bill as the taxpayers, and we're the ones on your busting tail every day trying to pay the taxes and make it happen, and these guys have free rides.
And it's time for us
to... you know what? Okay, I'm going to disagree with this. I'm not going to say it's a free ride. Yes, they work for the taxpayers.
Some of them.
They work for us. Well, some of them may be, but then again,
Not all of them. I agree. Not all of them.
But you can't just say all are, because some, probably some are, or whatever. But the thing is that they're hired to do a job. The question is do they do the job? They get paid every 2 weeks, whether they do the job or not. What has to be done is supervisors are saying, you're not doing a job. A year and a half to put in one line, the way you understand it.
I don't care if it was 20 pages.
Yeah, or even 20 pages. But a year and a half and nothing to show for it.
Carl.
Hey, we've got to take a break. All right. This is Carl and about our guests are Gary Catt and Rob Burrows. We're talking about what happened out at the Military Museum. And Rob Burrows is a little bit hot about this, as you can probably tell. We'll get back. We'll talk about finish that up and go on to a couple of other things like grazing rights. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Integrity. Liberty Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Sense, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, 746 in the morning. Carl and Abad, October the 5th, 50 degrees out there. Going to be raining today. Okay, final part is what's going to happen with the museum?
Well, once again, I just want to make a stipulation. We are a museum office. We call it the museum because that's our name, Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So we call it the museum. It's the museum office. It's our corporate area. Like I said last night, we have the research library. We have our archive. It's a repository. We have over 400 uniforms from prior to the Civil War to a current generation. We have over 4,000 blueprints of World War II Navy ships that are part of our archive. It was one of the only archives like that on the western United States. We have some really interesting and neat things there that we have. And we have to have display areas to show our community and our donors when they come in. They want to see what we're working toward, what we're planning on, so that they can donate money toward the larger picture. And so that's what we have. We have a commercial display area. And any corporate office that you go to has a display area that shows their corporation what their goals are.
So this whole thing is they're saying you shouldn't have the display up there. You can have the corporate office.
They haven't told me. No, they told me to just shut the doors. And okay. They're going to come out by October 22nd and do an inspection. So, you know, we have tried to be proactive working with the city on every instance that they have talked to us. And we've talked to them. We've been working on getting together this business plan. Like I said, we're still waiting for the information coming from the height restriction from the FAA. That's one of the things that's pushing us up against our deadline to get information to the city because of our architectural drawings that are based on that. And so it's very frustrating for us as a new organization, as a new museum in the United States, because you just don't see museums popping up, organizations like this popping up. Without millions of dollars, and we don't have millions of dollars. We're doing this on a shoestring budget. And so it's every day is a new challenge. It is a vertical learning curve.
Yeah. Okay, Rob. This was, we were talking about the bureaucratic hurdles that we seem to be getting from, that the Northern California Veteran Heritage Museum and Heritage Center corporate offices seem to be getting from the city that seems could have been handled a lot easier. But I know the mayor is taking it on now, and please keep us informed of what's going on with this, Rob.
We will, and we trust that the city is going to be working with us to make this happen, and we're counting on the city to work with us to make this happen. And so we're going to be standing by, and we're going to continue to work with our community. We're going to continue to work with our veterans. We are a service organization, and our goal is to continue to serve this community and to serve all veterans.
Okay. All right, Rob. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Rob. Thanks for coming on. Okay, Gary Cadd, we're still here. We're talking about the cows grazing from the city council, but we have Assemblyman Dan Logue on the phone. Good morning, Assemblyman.
Good morning.
And thanks for calling. What are we talking about today, Assemblyman?
Well, I believe the discussion is concerning, we're going to have a jobs hearing in Reading this Friday at 10 a.m. At the Board of Supervisors, and I'm bringing up myself and the Vice Chairman of Jobs and Economic Recovery, Assemblywoman Shannon Grove, and community leaders and city councilmen like Dick Dickerson, Les Ball, Rod Lindsay, Norma Comick. They're going to be on the panel. We're going to be interviewing businesses in the area and looking for legislation that we can get in Sacramento in order to help the business climate in the North State.
And when is this going to happen?
It's going to be Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
Now, for people that don't know Assemblyman Dan Logue, his name doesn't sound too familiar, is under the redistricting. We're under the new districts. Assemblyman Logue will be running for our assemblymen in November of 2012. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. And also, I'm the chairman for the Caucus for Jobs and Economic Recovery in the state of California. I've been putting on hearings throughout the state, San Diego, Sacramento, Grass Valley, Texas, Nevada, to meet with businesses and identify the climate so we could turn this thing around. We're the second highest unemployment rate in the nation, and I really believe if we could get people back to work in California, many of our problems would disappear.
Well, I think that's true. If we could do that across the nation, that would be great if we could get the economy going. But I have no faith under the present administration and the present laws and regulations and fees and taxes and just general lack of wanting businesses here to succeed that's going to happen right away. Okay, well, so this is going to happen on Friday on the 7th?
This Friday on the 7th at 10 a.m., and the public is welcome. We believe we're going to have a nice turnout, but what's important is to identify the regulations that are harming business and come back to Sacramento and introduce legislation to try to turn this thing back. We've been ranked last in the nation by CEO Magazine to do business. There's a reason for that, and that's because we're the highest tax state in the country, the most overregulated state in the country, and we have to put an end to it.
Okay. All right, this is Assemblyman Dan Logue, and he's going to be Friday, and they're going to be talking about businesses. This is just part of one of the meetings he's been having all over the state to try and come up with ideas from business people about how the state of California can help us recover from the onerous taxes, fees, and lack of general caring that they've had for businesses in the Golden State. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here and come back with Gary Cadd. We're going to talk a couple other things that happened in the city council. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking health care reform. And then around 8:35, I believe Pete Stiglitz is going to be calling in and talking about his announcement for running for Congress again. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:52 in the morning on October the 5th.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Are you looking for that rare and hard-to-find collectible? Do you have a sports card collection that you're looking to add to? Do you like to read graphic novels and comic books? Do you play collectible card games? Or do you have a knife and sword fetish? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you need to get into Collector's Choice in Reading. They have all sorts of rare and hard-to-find collectibles from some of your favorite sports heroes' autographs, along with some assorted framed photos. Collector's Choice also sells the latest in baseball and football cards, and are always getting new boxes in store. Graphic novels and comic books? Look no further. Collector's Choice has new and old comic books and get new shipments in every week. Collector's Choice also offers the latest in collectible card games like Magic the Gathering, World of Warcraft, and Legend of the Five Rings. If this isn't enough to meet your needs, they also offer a wide variety of swords and knives. If you're looking for gifts for your significant other who fits any of these needs and more, Collector's Choice is the place for you. It's your one-stop shop for all those needs. Collector's Choice is located at 1714 Churn Creek Road in Shasta Shopping Center.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:56 in the morning. People are commenting on the chat pack. A lot of new people in here. Good morning, everybody. You know, the thing about it is, I'm trying to stuff 10 pounds into a 5-pound sack. One, after city council meetings, we always have Gary in here. But there's, you know, in this case, Rob Burrows, who had the museum, rolled in here about what had happened. We also, because we want to talk about what happened to city council, but then we have Assemblyman Logue called, which was a surprise. Assemblyman Logue is, of course, going to be running to be our assemblyman in November of 2012. He's not our assemblyman now. Of course, Jim Nielsen is. But he is holding, it looks like, meetings throughout the state talking about business and what can the government do to help us. Okay, and that's going to happen Friday. There's more information on it as the week goes. But now, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, I was down in Anderson last night for their city council meeting.
Okay, there's a lot of money riding on what you're going to say, Charles. What was it? What's the subject?
There were a few things happening. One is... Georgia Quint was down there giving them a presentation, warning them of the dangers of smart meters. And then they had after considering the issuance of bonds to cover for the California statewide development, community development, mouthful. On item 7, then they went down to the smoking ordinance, and after they considered the smoking ordinance, they went ahead and approved the medical marijuana ordinance, which bans dispensaries in the city.
Oh, Anderson banned it, huh? Oh, good for them.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Now, right now, I want to get back to the smoking ordinance.
I know. You know what? You know, there's a lot of money. A lot of money changed hands on that one, Charles. You started talking about something else. People were saying that was what you wanted to talk about, and you brought up something else first. I didn't,
that was
a flurry of cash.
The cash had to do with, you know, something else.
Yeah, okay.
Earlier on the agenda. The public health director was down there giving his spiel about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I got up to speak. And basically what this ordinance would...
We've got 45 seconds, Charles.
It would allow the council to expand the scope of prohibition by mere resolution. That means it only has to be agendized once in order for them to make the restriction bigger. Like if they wanted to ban it inside of a private residence, all they have to do is put up a resolution.
Charles, we are run out of time. It's 8 o'clock. But thanks for calling. Call us when we have like 5 minutes and we can discuss these things. Okay, my friend?
All right, Charles.
Okay.
Hey, we've got to take a break here from the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking healthcare reform and with a gentleman that is finds different ways of doing that.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. This doesn't happen often. Republicans want to give President Obama what he wants.
He has demanded in no uncertain terms that we hold a vote on the bill as it is. Right away.
So while GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says sure, Democrats say no. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid blocked the vote yesterday. He's still not happy with what he called the parliamentary moves.
My Republican friends chose to play political games with not one but two pieces of important job-creating legislation.
So Reid's going to announce later this hour his plan to move the jobs bill forward and making some changes to the president's proposal. One big change: a plan to impose a tax surcharge on millionaires. That would be a tax above and beyond what they're already taxed. Dave?
Rich, why are all those people protesting on Wall Street?
The average Joe doesn't have a job because clearly there's enough money in the economy, but it seems to be going only to 1%.
Now, he's joined the movement in Baltimore. In New York today, labor unions and other groups joined the rally, making the protest even bigger, and college students nationwide being urged to walk out of class this afternoon. Gunshots fired, two people killed at a quarry and cement company in Cupertino, California, six others wounded. And the suspect still on the loose, threatening to shoot more.
It is now unknown if the man is an employee of the company. The gunman is on foot, reportedly carrying a 9mm handgun and possibly an assault rifle.
That's Easton Allen with Fox affiliate KSCO. Iraqi leaders are telling the U.S. they want some American troops to stay beyond the end of the year withdrawal date.
But they say the troops should not be granted immunity from prosecution in Iraq. That could be a deal-breaker, with U.S. officials clear that they do not want to leave U.S. troops at the mercy of Iraqi courts.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. Rick Perry, now falling behind a surging Herman Cain in some Republican polls, raised $17 million in 49 days after entering the presidential race, but frontrunner Mitt Romney's campaign says that's less than Romney took in the first quarter. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
For the first time in years, Amanda Knox is waking up in America. no longer a convicted murderer in Italy. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Seattle.
Dave, Amanda choked back tears as she and her family spoke to a crush of media and supporters holding signs. Her conviction for murdering her roommate Meredith Kircher was overturned after an independent panel told an appeals court that Italian police performed sloppy forensic testing and DNA evidence collection. Supporters like Stephanie Torreblanca stood at the airport to welcome Knox home.
Be careful when you go elsewhere than U.S. because other places, I would say, could be corrupted.
The prosecution, though, in Knox's case, says they will appeal, Dave.
Jessica, two other Americans are also enjoying newfound freedom. Obi Anthony, released from prison in Los Angeles last night. He served 17 years of a life sentence until a judge ruled the star witness in his murder case lied. In Texas, Michael Morton was set free.
This is one of the happiest days of my life, and I thank God for it.
That's his mother. Morton spent 25 years in prison for killing his wife until DNA evidence cleared him. It's day two for jury selection in Detroit for the Nigerian terror suspect charged with trying to blow up a plane with a bomb in his underwear.
After a courtroom outburst claiming a dead radical Muslim cleric is alive and then asking whether he could wear a traditional Yemeni belt with a dagger, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab remained pretty quiet the rest of the day. Seven of the 27 jurors questioned have been excused. Some said they couldn't be fair toward the 24-year-old Nigerian man. He's accused of trying to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner in 2009 by igniting explosives hidden in his underwear. Abdulmutallab is acting as his own attorney but chose to interview only one potential juror on Tuesday, leaving the rest up to his court-appointed standby attorney. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Investigators in New York are trying to figure out why helicopter crashed into the East River yesterday. After takeoff, one passenger was killed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. In fact, she's on the phone right now trying to get things fixed. Leaks that happen have hit us. October the 5th, it is going to be, is it going to be raining today there, Bad Bomb?
Well, right now we've got mostly clear skies, but yeah, thunder showers could develop later in the day. Look for a high right near 60 degrees. And rain through in the afternoon. Not a lot, not nearly as much as yesterday, though, and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Should start clearing up tomorrow and be beautiful for the weekend.
Oh, that's great. Report. Well, you know, it's going to be Big Bike Weekend. Of course it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great weather. The weather report is always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyards. They're having, in fact, they're having music up there this weekend at Anselmo's. Just head on up toward Shingletown, just a short drive out of Palo Cedro. Give them a call because they will always need reservations during the during music nights there, which is every Friday or Saturday. Of course, on the 15th, they're having a party up there. It's going to be kind of like a Renaissance fair at the at Anselmo's. You know, before we get to our guests, because we've only got a couple minutes where we have to take a break here, I wanted to talk about one other thing that happened at the city council. It was the grazing permits that we've been talking about for the last few days. Of course, Supervisor Hawes had put in for a grazing permit at Stillwater, which is one of the ways they keep the grass down in an environmentally friendly way. He had put in for it along with four or five others. Hawes got the bid at for $3,000, even though that $4,000 had been offered by somebody else that was really close in environmentally friendly atmosphere that they wanted. The question was, is how come they were voting on this without any type of discussion? And it goes to an elected official for gaining property to graze his cattle on, which is a profit-making deal for him on taxpayers' land, without this being some kind of open discussion. And last night, when this came up, the Supervisor Hawes then withdrew his offer to graze cattle, and I'm here trying to find my notes that just fell apart. But essentially what he said was, is I'm withdrawing my offer. But when we were talking about it, the whole thing was it was going to be discussed. Is it? Well, it should be. When you start doing things like that, you need to discuss it. And so when Dick Dickerson, just before the vote, Vice Mayor Dick Dickerson said he was concerned that the council had been prepared to approve a public contract with Hawes, another public official, with virtually no public discussion. And how did we arrive at the agreement with Mr. Hawes needed to be discussed in public, said Dickerson, who said who had the topic pulled off the council's consent calendar. Well, you should. You know, Dickerson, that was a good move. It should be, because any time that you're going to give money or give a contract to another elected official, and without explaining to the people why you're doing it when other people were putting in that weren't elected officials, it smacks of things that aren't good. Even if it's squeaky clean, it still needs to be discussed so the people can see it. You know, we, unfortunately, what people have been seeing over the years, and not city, county, or state government, or national, but it's just an accumulation of, you know what, maybe we just don't trust everything people are saying. Maybe we don't trust the way it looks. Maybe we'd like to be in on the decisions. It's our money. So, good decision last night. Supervisor Hawes, I don't see why you pulled out. If the reason you put in for it was completely, above board, why would you pull out? You know, at least, you know, let them discuss it. Anyway. Okay. Now, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, for our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, the Dow and the S&P 500 turned higher in early trading after recovering from initial losses. A report on U.S. service economy was slightly better than expected. In the September, ISM non-manufacturing index fell to 53 from 53.3 in August. Currently, the Dow's up 40 points at 10,849, while the NASDAQ is up 25 at 2,429, and the S&P 500 is up 6 at 1,130. Oil's up this morning, $2.63 a barrel at 78.29, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.86%. Gold's down 30 cents at 1,615, while silver's down 24 cents at $29.59 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Pfizer's up 31 cents at $17.90. McDonald's is down 23 pennies at $86.22, while Big Blue's up $1.18 at $175.83. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. As usual, we find out what's going on in the market at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. So thanks again, Wells Fargo. Okay, our guest when we come back is going to be discussing health care. And Chuck Senna has a background in health care, administrator of cardiac units all over the country. Is that correct? Okay. When we come back, we're going to be discussing his idea, his take on health care, and why a national health care system is not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
And national health insurance?
Very good idea.
Maybe not something we always agree with, but we're going to talk about it when we get back. Carl and the Bot, it is 8:11 in the morning.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda is taking care of business today, 8:13 in the morning on October the 5th. Looks like it may have some more rain today, but then it's going to be clearing up for the weekend because it's Big Bike Weekend, and tomorrow night they have the Mixer. Yeah, that would end. And then right across the street at Tobacco and Brew, you go over there and get your cigars, make donations for the Wall of Remembrance. And it's going to be starting tomorrow night, Big Bike Weekend, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, downtown on Hilltop Drive. It's back on Hilltop Drive. Our guest today, Chuck Senna, who is formerly an administrator of cardiac care units from all over the country. And well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Chuck now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Chuck. How are you? We got your name from Chris Mitchell, who said that you would be an interesting person to talk to when it comes to health care, that you had some ideas about how to fix health care, and or at least on maybe a different viewpoint of how to fix health care.
I think it's a different viewpoint.
So talk to us about this. Is our healthcare system obviously needs to be, there's things in it that need to be fixed.
Well, I think when you look at our current healthcare system, it totally needs to be revamped. It needs to be actually blown up and then put back together. One of the biggest problems is the cost of healthcare going up. And when you look at why healthcare goes up, you have to kind of look at from the paper side, from the administrator side, that there is no control on cost containment, and there's no negotiation when it comes to dealing with a lot of manufacturers and product manufacturers. But the biggest problem I see is that healthcare has not caught up with the 21st century when it comes to information technology. When I talk about that, nothing in the hospital. Nothing in the hospital communicates with each other. It literally has to be put in by hand. And when you put it in by hand, manually type in information, you're going to have errors. And when you go to your doctor, and I'm going to use cardiology because that's where I specialize in, you can go to a cardiologist. I don't care where you are in this country. You can have a stress test, an echo, nuclear scan, EKG. You can have a H&P physical, and none of that information ever leaves the doctor's office. And now the doctor refers you to the hospital for, let's say, a cardiac cath after he's looked at everything. When you get to the hospital, you don't have a physician, a family practice. They assign you to a hospitalist, just like here at Mercy or Shasta. It doesn't matter. The hospitalist doesn't know who you are. They turn around and they order the exact same studies that your cardiologist did. They repeat those studies in the hospital. Who reads those studies? Your cardiologist. How hard would it have been for the cardiologist to transmit that data to the hospital knowing that you're being admitted? You know, a lot of time is being spent on bringing the patient into the admission process.
And yet when you sign pieces of paper that give people access to all your health records. You know, I mean, you're doing like health insurance or life insurance. This site, life insurance. They want to see all your medical records. So you sign a piece of paper that says, okay, you can go to my doctors and look at it. I mean, doesn't that? They go there. I mean, they obviously. I'm not going into their people.
Well, you know, you signed a HIPAA report,
right,
saying that you are authorizing this organization to look at your information. The problem is that there is no way. All equipment that doctors have is digital, which means they could easily transfer it electronically to the hospital for admission. I can't tell you how many times we've had patients waiting in the emergency room, waiting in the rooms, because we didn't have the information from the doctors. A simple order to admit the patient into the hospital. Very easy to do. The problem is if it's like the horse and the cart. You know, who starts the system first? If we handled healthcare, or if the credit companies handled their business like a hospital, they would be all bankrupt. It's amazing that you can go to Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Michigan, buy something, and at the end of the month, you have your bill, your visa.
It's into the month from the day you buy it. It's on your, I mean, from the minute you buy it. I've gotten phone calls from a, you know, from a credit card company that said, hey, are you in Minnesota? I mean, no, I got on my cell phone, are you in Minnesota? I went, yeah. They said, okay, we just want to make sure because somebody's using your credit card
Minnesota. Right.
And I thought, wow, that's scary. But then I thought about it. Well, okay, so what you're saying is if people's medical records should be available.
Absolutely.
Under security, I mean, if we're sending out money and everything under the HTTPS, we should be able to send our medical records in other places. We can already. It's just doing it.
Right. You know, if the hospitals, and I put a lot of blame on physicians, because they don't want to change the way they do business. It requires them to understand information technology. What they don't understand is it makes their life very, very easy.
Well, you know, I am a firm proponent of consolidation of admin. The Marine Corps, for so many years, we had our own little admin units in each company, and then one at the battalion level. Only thing it ended up doing was just layer after layer. They consolidated all the administrative into at a regiment level. So anything we did was feed things up to them. I have no problem with consolidation of admin. I talk to doctors who have to hire nurses and not just data punchers, though, to put information in. It's so much information they have to put in after each time they see a patient, and it's got to be put in. And if you don't understand the medical terms and terminology, you can be putting the wrong stuff in there. So, I mean, they're having input data in all these systems. I mean, and these are electronic systems, yet it's still taking hours and hours.
It takes hours. You know, I feel sorry for our nurses. I'll be honest with you. You know, when we transfer a patient from the cath labs or to the nursing unit or the nursing unit back to the cath lab or to an intensive care unit, they have to start the process all over again. They cannot take the same data that was developed in the pre-post area or the admitting area. They can't do it. There's no way that they can see some of this information. And even if they see some of this information, they repeat it all over again for their accuracy because they can't trust somebody down the road who may not have the same clinical understanding.
Okay, well, that's just good. And we've got to take a break, but that's a good point. What good does it do then if somebody sends me a report and I say, okay, I'm going to accept this doctor, what this doctor just said, and it turns out the doctor that looked at it was wrong? All right, let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay, because, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
okay, this is Carl Lindebaugh. Our guest is Chuck Senna, we're talking about reform of medical care. He thinks that national health care is a good idea, and the National Health Insurance Plan is a good idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about that one. This is Free Fire Radio.
Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallon. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR14.
Yeah, we're beating that drum today, Carl and the Bot, 8:25 in the morning on October the 5th. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We got some new people in the chat room, DD214 and Redding 59, since 59. Indie Guy is, ask about the government control that, well, we'll get to that. Talking about healthcare. One of the things we're talking about, our guest is Mr. Chuck Senna, and Mr. Senna has been in the healthcare industry for, decades?
40 years.
40 years. And you used to head up the administrative part of all the cardiac units from all over the country.
Yeah, I'm from Penn State University, 18 years, to George Washington University, right down from the White House. I was there, Reno, and then I came here. This was my last.
How'd you get here?
Why here? Recruited from George Washington University to Reno, Nevada. To run their and reestablish their heart program. Basically, that's what I have done in my career is really developing the business plans, the organization, how to attract more patients to your system, how to be more cost effective. Mm-hmm. From one hospital, developing programs that people don't have, like the Women's Heart Program in Tupelo, Mississippi. I was there for 4 years. Then I reestablished one in Reno. I started one here. Starting and completing are two different stories.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. dreaming it up is one thing. Putting it into play is something else.
Right. When you develop a business plan and you present it and people don't buy into it, then your work starts all over again. It doesn't fly until somebody says, yes, I'm going to support it. We're going to back it up with some money.
Yeah.
Everybody's so interested and so visionary as far as when it comes to their profits. They don't understand that an investment is something that gives you a return 10 years down the road. So.
Well, yeah, and that's true. And that sometimes people can't see that is that they do away with the program because they don't have a long vision of it. And this is one of the things that concerns me about our country is our political system is such that people want gratification now. Do we actually have a 10-year business plan for our country? I mean, the Chinese do.
Right.
And, there's other countries that have these, because they have this long vision of communists, but still, do we actually have in our country a 10-year plan that says, here we are, here's where we'd like to be with our country in 10 years? I'm not sure we do.
And I think you're absolutely correct. I don't think businesses, especially healthcare, has long-term business plans to say, what are we going to be doing 10 years down the road?
Well, how can they? Because there's changes all the time.
And there's changes, but there is documentation as to what you're going to plan to secure your market.
Just like right here.
Right here.
What are we doing to secure our market? Right.
You have your defensive perimeter that you're going to protect. You're not going to let anybody come into it. But what you have to do is develop something that provides quality. And, I have always said that, you can't sell health care. You got to sell the quality of health care. And that's where people put their blinders on and don't understand why that becomes so important. It's a scary thing to go into a hospital these days. It really is a scary thing. You almost pray that you go into the hospital and they discharge you within a day or two because you don't want to pick up anything that you didn't have before going into the hospital and coming back out.
Okay, that's a completely different
subject.
Come on.
All right.
All right. Now, Chuck, one of the things we said was being able to pass information from one part of the hospital, from one nurse in the hospital, to another nurse. And because we can't do, they have to go back and redo all the same questions.
Right.
That the questions just don't go with them. So, I mean, that was one of the things you said could really help as far as quickening the process and cutting down on time and cutting down, I guess, on cost then.
Administrative cost is very, very expensive. You know, you go to a doctor's office now, they literally bring a transcriptionist into your exam so the doctor can dictate as he's seeing the patient. Because there's so much paperwork involved. You know, every time you see a patient, you got to go back into a dictation room, write up the H&P of the patient. You know, but there's ways of doing some of these things that are very, very more efficient. This is where we go into the change in the healthcare.
Okay.
You know,
we've got 2 minutes before we take a break, and then we'll keep going on.
Okay.
This. We've got
the billing system is totally, totally gone. There are 1,500 different forms hospitals have to understand to process
for the billing. The bill. That's right.
Through the billing.
And doctors who have their own clinics and private doctors are going crazy over this.
Absolutely. And that's where the big problem is. This is where single payer becomes really important. It's very easy. You have one form. You submit it. It's done. The way we do it now, you call your doctor today. They will ask you for your insurance card, your insurance number. They will then find out what is covered. They will call you the next day and say, listen, your health care doesn't cover this, this, and this, and this, and you're going to have to pay out of pocket. Regardless if you have insurance, it's like Russian roulette. I'll be honest with you. You never know what's going to be covered, and you never know how much it's going to be. That would be like you buying a car, going to the lot, and they say, and you ask them, how much is this car? And they say, we don't know. We'll tell you down the road. We'll submit it to you later. It's crazy.
But it's two different things. Healthcare is not like buying a car in the sense of you know what you get with this car. In healthcare, things could change.
That's right.
I mean, you could take this test and it could come back. Oh, now you got to take another test. We've only got 30 seconds left for that. And so we're going to pull out here and
okay,
then come back
fine.
Afterwards. Because you're saying is that, well, gosh, why don't we just have one health insurance plan that the government provides?
Right. I'm saying we need one healthcare system, one single-payer system for everybody.
Okay, we'll talk about that when we get back. That, to me, gives a lot of control to whoever that one system is.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't? No. Okay, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A workplace shooting before dawn today in Northern California has left two people dead and at least four others wounded. It happened at a rock quarry near San Jose.
The Lehigh Quarry in Cupertino remains on lockdown while the search for this disgruntled employee continues. But not only there, at several other nearby locations as well where criminal investigations are unfolding and where shootings may have also happened in the pre-dawn hours this morning. But it's unclear if these separate shootings are all related.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in California. Federal investigators are in New York City to find out why a helicopter crashed into the East River yesterday.
The pilot, in his interview with NTSB investigators, did report having a problem immediately after takeoff.
Mark Rosekind of the National Transportation Safety Board. One passenger was killed. Three others on board were injured. The copter was upside down when first responders got to the crash site. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We've got a full line here. We've got the phones filled up. We've got Chuck Senna here is talking about health care reform. But we've got somebody on the phone here, Colonel Pete Stiglitz. Good morning, Colonel Pete.
Hey, Carl. Good morning to you and Linda.
Well, you know, Linda is running around here trying to get things fixed. So I understand. You know, I got something in the mail from you that says that you have a big announcement.
Well, I do. I had enough people come to me and say that they're dissatisfied with Wally Herger's performance, continue to be, and I gave a lot of thought and consideration and announced early this week that I was going to enter the congressional race for the first congressional district here in Shasta County in the North State. So I'm in it, and I'm gearing up to run hard and give him a good fight.
Okay. We're going to, of course, have you on the show and give you an entire hour to be talking about this as soon as we can.
Yeah, but, I look forward to that, Carl.
Okay, but, you know, we appreciate the phone call. And you just, so it started, and you're in it for the fight.
I am in it for the duration.
Okay.
Until I win in June.
All right. Okay. Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who has just announced he is going to be running against Congressman Wally Herger in the Republican primaries.
You bet.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Pete.
Okay, Carl. Take care. Have a good day.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, our guest is Chuck Senna, who is talking about health care reform. His background is was head of the cardiac units. He's not a physician, but running all the cardiac units. And, by the way, was also a corpsman with the 9th Marines in Vietnam, the Walking Dead. So thank you for your service there.
Thank you.
Okay, we have on the phone Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning.
Morning, Carl, Linda, Chuck. Hey, I just wanted to clarify a few things. Your guest is, pretty insightful and has some good ideas, and I agree with many of them, particularly that there's a need for everybody to have health insurance and these type of things. But the information about electronic medical records and when you make a statement that nothing in the hospital interconnects and everything has to be hand entered is 180 degrees from the truth. If you come to any hospital now, well, our hospital is the one I'm most familiar with. When you enter through the emergency room, for instance, we have a completely paperless record down there now. Every lab test that's drawn, every bit of radiology work, everything is entered automatically via barcode. You're given something like that. That protects the patient. When you get drugs on the floor, they use the barcode to make sure you're getting the correct drugs. And there's no hand entry going on. To the extent that he allowed for. Also, there is a big interconnect between the doctor's offices in this community and the hospitals. Unfortunately, the doctor's offices aren't open 24 hours a day, and they haven't built all the protective firewalls and like to allow constant interchange of information, but we are working toward that. So he's right about a lot of extraordinary tests being done that may not be needed, but as far as exchange of information in the hospital, his information is grossly out of date.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that, Chuck.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. There are some hospitals who do have data entry right at point of access or patient care. Unfortunately, 90% of those hospitals don't have that technology. I know Shasta does. Your hospital is, probably ahead of the curve. Unfortunately, most hospitals are not ahead of the curve. They're way far behind the curve. You know, and when we talk about billing systems and things that go from the cath lab to our billing system, the coders, it goes through 14 different people. I'm exaggerating 14 different
people. Yeah, you are.
But a lot of people that, to process a bill from Medicare to Blue Cross to Aetna to whatever other insurance there is some data entries right there. And, you know, one of the biggest problems that I've been faced with is, you know, the transcriptionists. You know, some of those people are very good, some are not very good. Especially when you're trying to hear what the doctor says and they're mumbling or they're talking extremely fast. You know, when you talk about 10 milligrams of tetracycline, you know, it's easy to put 0.010 or 0.11 or, you know, there's just so many ways of entering data, and a lot of those are errors. And I think that's why, you know, when you look at the number of pharmaceutical errors in hospitals, you know, a lot of deaths are occurring because of the error problem. Somewhere along the line, the system has been broken.
Well, both of our hospitals here just had our surveys, and they're surprise surveys on all of our medical, what's called medical reconciliation programs and error removal processes and this, and both hospitals pass with flying colors because of some of the systems that we've got here that are redundant but not overly work intensive because they're computer based. And for instance, in our emergency room, our transcription is automatic. The doctors dictate right there, and it's called the Dragon system, where they it goes straight in there, and they can correct it as they go. They can see their own dictation immediately, so. And gets corrected, so there's no, we don't lose it that way. But you're right, many hospitals are still not up to that. But the national health care legislation calls for an extraordinary amount of money to be placed into health information technology and requires everybody to get up to what's called meaningful use, to where hospitals can communicate and we can really use these computer systems to advantage to protect the patient.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that, you know, if we have advanced technology, why are we not using it in healthcare? We're the last to actually put these things in place.
Yeah, as we said earlier, Randall, is if a credit card company knows that I bought a $10 item in Minnesota and can call me right then, it seems like we should be able to have our healthcare onto one system that our doctors and emergency responders can
have access. Yeah, but unfortunately, when you want one system, I mean, that harkens back to 9/11 when the police and fire couldn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
In New York, because there's too many vendors with too many connections. So it's, and right now there are so many vendors providing these EMRs, and they don't talk to each other, that it's problematic. And that's where a government mandate, if you will, to everybody be able to talk to each other becomes useful.
Well, you know,
of course, some people will interpret that as government control, and you know, then we get lost in the jargon.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, at some point, you know, the services used to never. It took them, I don't know, 100 years to come up with a joint military radio system that we could all talk in the same radio on the same freaks to each other.
Yeah.
That was a very strange thing. But that, to me, you know, and that took forever to get that in, and that was in the military, which should have been streamlined.
Well, Chuck and I are of the era of the walkie-talkie, so...
Yeah, you too. Yeah. And by the way, Randall is also also our veteran here, and, you know, thank you both so much for your service to our country.
Well, I'll sign off, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Here, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Chuck Sennett, and we're talking about we're going to come back and talk about the single payer, the national health insurance plan, which is in front of, I think it's heading toward the Supreme Court as we speak.
Yes.
With 20-something states rolled into this, saying can the government force people to buy health insurance, I think is the bottom line on it. You can say it any different way, but I think that's essentially it. We come back. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:41 in the morning, October the 5th. This is Free Fire Radio.
When you are done, lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's getting things done today. 8:42 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time and you go into that barbershop. Good conversation. People have, you literally sit there and you have a good time talking with the other people. And, of course, getting your hair cut. And they give discounts to veterans. And I'll pass that on to all of our veteran friends. Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, Chuck, you're laughing. It's what it says right on the window when you walk in. Man's Last Stronghold.
Oh, that's good.
National Geographic, Car and Driver, those kind of things. And you don't have to worry about getting your hair styled there or your nails done. This is Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Chuck Sinha, is here, and we're talking about national health care. We're talking about health care in America. We just had Randall Hempling from the CEO of Shasta Regional roll in on this and say, and as Chuck and they both have said, is Mercy and Shasta Regional are ahead of the curve as far as sharing information, so, getting into that paperless environment. Let's talk, though, about, you said a single payer would be the way to go. Well, a single payer is a national health insurance. Is that correct?
That's true. That's true.
National health insurance, which is right now heading up to the Supreme Court, the premise that the government can force us to buy health insurance. That's the bottom line. You have to buy health insurance. Is that correct?
That's correct. Part of the plan and, the bill was that everybody would have health insurance. If you didn't buy it, you were fined. It's no different than driving a car. Drive a car without a license and your insurance and see what happens.
There is a big difference because nobody's forced me to drive a car. I don't have to drive a car.
Right, that's true.
The government is forcing me to buy health insurance. That's the big difference.
And the problem is you never know when you're going to have a problem. People who don't have insurance, they go to the emergency room. They get admitted.
That's right.
Who pays the bill? We turn around and pay the bill. We as the taxpayers end up buying that insurance. When we were both young, when we were in the service, we didn't think anything could ever happen to us. Well, I found out on August 13th something could happen.
Oh, yeah. things can happen.
Yeah, things can happen, and things change very quickly. And same way with today. People don't understand that, when I started in cardiology, people who had heart attacks were 65 and older. Today, you're going in there with a heart attack at 37. Most of these people don't have insurance or under insurance or don't even have a job. Whose fault is that? That's not their fault. We all need health care.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Okay, let's go back to that part. There are people that make lifestyle choices that, would rather choose, to spend their money that is given to them by the government on things like drugs, booze, cigarettes, cell phones, those kind of things.
Yes.
There is a difference between those people and people that are working two or three jobs to keep it together on that. To keep food on the table and keep a roof over their head. We have people that are here illegally in this country that inundate the emergency rooms and clinics. Would you agree with that?
No.
We're not inundated with illegals?
No. That's a story that was made up.
By?
By people who don't understand the healthcare system. Same way where they're saying, they're going to the Social Security and getting... Wrong. It's wrong. You try to go to any place without your Social Security number. They tap it in, and it comes back false. You don't get anything.
Wait a minute. They don't have to give a Social Security number to get health care.
That's true. I'm talking about
they don't have to have a Social Security number to get an education for free.
Well, those are totally different subjects.
No, health care. We're talking health care. Somebody that's here illegally walks in, says, my child has a runny nose. And they have to be seen, right? It may take them a few hours, but don't they have to be seen?
Yes. Just they do have to be seen. Same way with somebody who comes in that has no insurance has to be seen.
That's right.
Everybody gets health care in this country. And unfortunately, it's not being paid for. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
So then
who's going to pay for it? I mean, let's say you do have health insurance. Just say that we are, that somehow we are going to be forced from cradle to grave to buy a health insurance plan by a government who can't even balance a budget that spends trillions of dollars over what they should be, and all these other things we all know. Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, I don't care. They all do these strange things. They're going to run that single-payer health insurance plan from cradle to grave. Is that correct?
Yes.
What about the indigenous people that are here that don't have the money already? What about the illegals that are here? Are they going to be covered by it?
Well, the way the plan is that illegals are not going to be covered.
They don't have to be because they can still go in the emergency room, right?
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, they don't have to be covered. But, you know, statistically, they don't use a lot of resources in the health care. They don't. That, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, it's been pretty well documented.
Billions a year? Billions?
Yeah. But, you know, how
billions? Much... Okay, but billions seems like a lot to me, Chuck.
It is a lot, you know, but when you look at the grasp of $400, $500 billion for Medicare, it's a very small number. You know that, you know, in 1996, the law was passed that everybody had to pay Medicare, even those who are illegal, who have Social Security cards that are fake. That money goes into the federal government every year, $7, $8 billion. They know that's not money's never going to be reclaimed because it was illegally in a pool that they have.
This wasn't illegally in a pool. They were here illegally. So if they're here illegally and this money is taken from because they're lying about who they are and it goes into this, that's not illegal for the government to do that.
No. It's not illegal.
Okay.
But what if the government said, you know, California, you collected $2.5 billion in Medicare funds that we, you know, that... It's going into an empty hole. We're going to send it back to help you offset some of your expenses. Texas, $1.8 billion.
Love it.
You know, I think that's the way they should do it. You know, this
hey,
is,
we just have all this money that we can't even find these people, so we're going to send it back by...
Right, to help offset some of these expenses.
You know what? Just from listening to what you just say without looking at any other parameters around it, that's fine with me, but where's that money go to?
It goes into an empty pole. You know, like you said, the government cannot budget or balance their own budget.
If
that
they
is
can't
a problem.
Do that, do you want... I mean, Chuck, I would trust you if you came up to me and said, because you just seem to be that kind of guy, even though I've just met you, and there's other people I've met that, you know what, he seems to be, you know, I mean, if he told me this, I'd probably have to take a good look at that. But you're asking us to trust the government with your health insurance, but all it is a cash cow to them, is that, you know, I mean, how do I pay? Okay, I'm a 22-year-old. I have a child. Do I pay for that child to have insurance?
Yes.
Okay, I'm an employer. I've got 10 people here, you know, that have insurance. I'm not going to pay for their insurance anymore. Government, can I do that?
Yes.
That's right, I can.
Yes,
I have
can.
Just got, I've divested myself of, and I'm just talking of the people I have here. What about a company that's got 50,000 people? Okay, you're not getting insurance anymore. The government's going to give it to you.
And then you'll probably be paid a very hefty fine for deleting all those people. But the thing of it is, manufacturers and businesses will actually save money with the national health care. One, they don't have to pay this insurance. Two, they only pay 7% and 2% from the employee, 7% from the employer. Healthcare today costs 30%
to a
hospital.
But one of the things Obama promised is, your healthcare plan is not going to change. That's not true. That is not true.
It is true. Your health care will not change. Only the payer system. It's a payer. It's health care. You've got the same doctor, same hospital. Everybody says, but nobody's going to.
How do you know that? How do you know the government is not, you know, how do you know the doctor's not going to say, hey, you know what, I don't like that. I don't like, okay, bad Bob's over here, give me the choke sign here. You know, break. You know. Okay, we'll come back and talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about it.
All right. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott here. Linda's on assignment, 8:51 in the morning. We're talking about national health care and the national insurance plan. You got a comment. Just come on in here at 605-4567. There's always room in here for talk.
Just a small town girl.
This is Carl Bott.
I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the bot. 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans. Espresso Joe's, great place to have coffee. Great place to go in there and find a humidor in the state, if not the West. Joe and Shelley are great people, and they help our community. Big thing down there during Big Bike Weekend this Thursday evening, too. You know, for people that are saying, oh, why is he on? It's because of this. You all know me. You all know this show. We allow all viewpoints, all people of our community, and the whole thing is we're civil. Just like in our chat room, you all are, you know, disagreeing about everything, but you are being civil, and that's the bottom line. Chuck Senna is our guest. He was you were an administrator in cardiac care units all over the United States.
All over the United States.
That's
basically
right. Somebody said. So, and so you've been in healthcare your whole life, essentially.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We got the phones backed up. So let's go to Jennifer on line one. We need Jennifer on line one. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you have a question?
Well, actually, I have a couple of things. First of all, I grew up on the mission field in the country of Ukraine, where for 70 years they had socialized healthcare, and I can tell you what it did to their system. It is still awful today, even though it is a free country today, that socialized healthcare grew into their system, and they are so backwards. So if we want to put everybody on socialized healthcare, let's look at what it's going to look like 70 years down the road. Go to any communist country that had that system in place, and that's what it's going to look like. Why would we want to do that to ourselves?
Okay. Why would what's the second thing?
The second thing is I'm a stay-at-home mom. My husband works. We have three children. We cannot afford insurance right now because the cost of insurance since Obamacare has gone through has skyrocketed. It will cost us more than 1 week's pay to have us get on a health insurance plan that pays $65 copay, that we have to pay $65 copays for every office visit. I can walk into my doctor's office right now and pay him $50 cash. Why in the world would I want to pay almost $800 a month to pay a $65 copay? Why wouldn't I be insured uninsured when I can pay much less for that? And we pay our bill. We don't pass it off onto the taxpayers. We pay our bills. We paid every hospital bill off in cash. Yeah, it's taken us time, but we've done it.
Okay, Jennifer, those are good points. Chuck?
You know, you make some
We've
very
got
good,
like 2 minutes left here.
Okay, you make two very good points. One is, I'm not sure what the Obamacare is. I do know what the Patient Protection and Affordable Act is of 2010, signed by the president. And when we say socialized medicine, there's only one system in the United States that's socialized. That is the VA hospitals. That is owned by the government. The doctors are paid by the government. The patients are seen by hired physicians by the government. That is socialized medicine. Medicare is a totally different animal. You know, you have your own private doctors. You have a private hospital. They're in charge of your health care, not the government. You know, the other point that you said, and you make a very good point, is health care is so expensive. And it's like Russian roulette. You don't know what you have until you go into the doctor's office and pay. Absolutely. $60 is much better than paying $800-$900 for health insurance for your family. The problem is if you're admitted to the hospital. The problem is if you have an echo or stress test or blood work and all that. That's all extra. That's not for your $50.
Okay. We've run out of time.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. You know what? We're going to have you back again because this has gotten passion out there. Roberta, I am so sorry we didn't get to you, but we've got to run here. And for the question in here, Chuck here has got the, what did you call it? It's not the...
It's not Obama Act. Okay, it's the Patient Protection and Affordable Act.
It's the Patient Affordability and Protection Act, which is Obamacare, as we
right,
know it.
Right.
Okay, that's what it is. Chuck Senna has been our guest. We're going to have you back in, Chuck, here in a week or so.
I would love to.
And we can talk about this a little bit more. Hey, tomorrow Mark Henry's going to be here. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And thanks for listening today.
Casey.